from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The city is proposing an emergency selective demolition and stabilization of the properties that we've gotten the chance to talk about before at 110, 118 South Park Avenue. What exactly does that entail here going forward with those properties that suffered that significant fire back in June?
Good question. So as you know, 110 and 118 South Park are located in the Cobblestone Historic District. They are the oldest structures within the Historic District and what comprises and makes a Historic District that is eligible for tax credits and recognition are contributing structures. So if we have the oldest structures go down because of the inaction of an owner for over 15 years who purchased historic structures, the oldest in a Cobblestone Historic District, I think no one has ever asked Mr. Carr the question, why would you purchase the oldest structures in a preservation district and then completely for years evade preservation laws and municipal protocols that were affirmed by Judge Sheila DiTullio that said that a courts can't just arbitrarily hand out demolition orders, that they need to go through the preservation board and other municipal protocols because these are what govern preservation districts and are subject to preservation laws. I don't understand where the owner believes or feels that they are not subject to those. No one is above the law, and neither is him. So the Common Council did vote to approve an emergency stabilization plan for the structure at 110 and 118 South Park. The Commissioner to Prevents and Inspections has been working hard and diligently and could speak into very fine detail as an engineer what will be done to secure the premises. As you know, we are heading into inclement weather, and we will have more people patronizing the Cobblestone Historic District when it comes to Sabres and the arena and for events. So not only will the stabilizing of the structure prepare for inclement weather, but make sure that once the eminent domain proceedings are complete, that we have a structure to move into our portfolio that will then be bidded out to selected developers. As you know and you've reported on, the city of Buffalo has won in every single court in the state's highest court. The owner has the right to appeal that, but in a very narrow window. The court that it would be is one court below the Supreme Court. And so it would be very obscure and rare for arguments to even be heard. And so as you've seen throughout headlines of the news, he's done at every cost and spent a ton of money, filing lawsuits in every court for them to ultimately be dismissed. And I've been working on this for a lot of years. And so for previous budgets, I worked with the Office of Strategic Planning, and we set aside about $700,000 of funding throughout our municipal budgets, projecting and having the fortitude that we will be here, that we will need to be able to stabilize the structure. We didn't plan for a very unexpected fire to happen in the structure where there's no electricity that's there, that's under review of the ATF, and that came within around a couple days of a lot of court decisions happening. So I looked for a thorough investigation there. But so the city of Buffalo is moving forward for emergency stabilization of the structures. And ultimately, Commissioner Amdur said that the amount of money that would cost to demolish the structure is the same amount of money that it would to be emergency stabilized. And so the owner will be billed and that will be levied to him to about a 12% interest rate. So, it's taken 15 years for us to get here. I was in high school when it initially had proceeded. So when I became council member, I had to switch gears. And, in the city of Buffalo, we are sophisticated enough to have historic structures and preservation renovation and have our buildings adaptively reused. And also we're showing as a city that we can, as city government, that we can be more sophisticated with dealing with slum and blight, and people ignoring our laws and our preservation laws, and you know, really harming canal siding and cobblestone through just sheer inaction and stupidity. And so I'm at a point where this chapter is now closing. We are, all of the court remedies that have been well available to the owner are starting to come to a close. And so I look forward to working with Department of Permits and Inspections to exercise and utilize this emergency stabilization plan to see eventually it move into city portfolio for it to be bidded out for a developer one day to take and adaptively reuse it and bring it back to its you know, contributing structure in the Cobblestone Historic District. And the one answer that I want to get out very firmly is that there is nothing that is restraining the city of Buffalo from doing this work, and we've been adhering strictly to the city codes.
When it comes to the budgeting for that, I think it was about $400,000 that's going into this. Take us through, I guess, where that's divvying up. I think you said there's a 12% responsibility on the property owner to adhere to that as well. But explain the money in terms of that.
Yeah, so when we had voted as a council for eminent domain, our advisors in many departments, especially the Office of Strategic Planning, said, look, if eminent domain is successful in this structure, which it has been in many courts, we're going to need to do X, Y, and Z. So we need to prepare for that. So for years, I've worked with those departments to have enough money for this day to come. It just so happens that the day's here. So I have been fiscally prudent and making sure that I could look ahead and to plan ahead and to see that this day is here and to have the resources now to be able to do this because it's been heavily litigated and all the courts agree with the city of Buffalo for this use. But when you see other eminent domain cases that are rare in other municipalities like JCPenney and other municipalities, they've already settled. It's just that this owner is believes that they're above the law and can just keep going to every court proceeding and getting those court cases dismissed. And you know, you cannot usurp municipal protocols in our preservation laws. These are the oldest structures in a historic district. He knew that when he purchased them. No, I'm not going to allow those structures to fall down for another surface parking lot. And that's actually the original. My predecessors in the early mid-90s were very, very, very careful with the way that they crafted the Cobblestone Historic District legislation when they made it a historic district, because so many structures were getting taken down for ugly surface parking lots to accommodate parking in and around arena. That's not how you build an urban area. That's not how you respect canal side and historic districts that I'd like to see as an entertainment district. And there's parts where you can't be so car obsessed and just have a proliferation of surface parking lots. Every time I see a surface parking lot, I see broken glass, I see lines, I see them utilized for a game, and then I see, you know, driving down the thruway and driving around, I see nothing happening there because they're just ugly surface parking lots. But the structural integrity and the integrity of these structures in the Cobblestone Historic District have to be respected. And other people have utilized historic tax credits to get their projects up and ground. This owner is no different, and I'm not engaging in a personal back and forth with him. I refuse. You know, this has been a very complex and nuanced issue, and I'm glad that I've worked hard with not only the Mayor's Office of Strategic Planning, the Mayor, the Department of Permits and Inspections, and a lot of other folks that want to see this structure back to a contributing use in the Cobblestone Historic District.
So what exactly is the plan to, what is going to be structurally saved and sort of rehabilitated here following this fire, and what is going to be demolished? Is there a game plan, I guess?
There is. And so the Commissioner of Department of Permits and Inspections during our caucus very thoroughly went through sizes, feet, and all that you can retrieve from her response during caucus. But I'm not an engineer, so I feel not appropriate to speak on that. The commissioner did as the commissioner in her right per the charter, and also as an engineer.
As you said, this was approved earlier today, but there was some feedback on it a little later on in the meeting today, just in terms of concerns over the $400,000 that was going into it. What do you make of the feedback that you heard from Councilmember Wyatt in terms of this project going forward?
I don't think that it's being said in good faith. The fact of the matter is that Councilmember Wyatt, who does not represent this area and does not have any other preservation districts in his district, is trying to use that argument to lessen my argument. And the fact of the matter is I've outfoxed a lot of other people. And the fact I have properly planned for many years in the city budget to have money to be able to do this, because I knew we would end up getting here, because I knew what I was doing, what was right. So the resources have always been allocated and planned for this day. So the fact of the matter that we're using it now is, to me, not applicable. And this is coming from a council member who's served almost three times the years that I have on the Common Council and approved budgets and uses taxpayer dollars that I don't necessarily approve of in his district. So his comments could be kept to himself.
And when it comes to response from the property owner, I know he was in attendance today to hear this response and hear and maybe get some questions answered potentially, but have you heard anything more from him other than anything in the matter of,
as you know, this has been so heavily litigated. I saw him at the scene of the fire, and you know, he tried to initiate an argument with me in a fight, and I'm not going to entertain it. He's represented by lawyers. Every new one every day, and if he needs access to any of that information, he spent multiple years fighting this in court. His counsel can speak to the city of Buffalo.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.